So hi, hello and welcome. I'm Oliver Kim here, Mr. Kim here. And today, in today's episode, I would like to talk about the different IB subject groups for the diploma program. So I'm specifically talking about what subjects do you have to choose from, or what are the subject categories that you have to choose from when you want to do the complete IB diploma program. And to make it short, you have to complete 6 subjects from the different subject categories. We call them the IB subject groups. But that's not the only thing. I mean, I'm going to talk about those just in a minute. You additionally have to complete a course in TOK. TOK is Theory of Knowledge, and you have no choice here. It's just the TOK course. You also have to complete Creativity Activity Service. It's called the CAS program, CAS, that is the CAS program. And you have to also write an extended essay in one of the subjects. Okay, so for you to complete the IB diploma, you have to pass the 6 subject exams, CAS, TOK, and extended essay. So, and if you have all of them together, and if you get enough points on the IB exams, then you will receive the IB diploma. And because for CAS there is going to be a separate episode, and for TOK and for the extended essay as well, I would like to therefore specifically talk today about the 6 IB subject groups. Okay, and different schools offer different subjects for the different subject groups because different schools place a different emphasis on different things. Yeah, so especially if you're now changing schools in the middle of the IB diploma program, something that I really do not recommend, or if you choose a school depending on the subjects that they offer, then you actually have to really go a little bit more into detail and not only ask the school then, okay, do they offer the IB diploma program in the first place, but what subjects do they offer? Yeah. Generally, the subject choice in our school specifically is quite large. Yeah, so we offer a lot of subjects. Not every subject is actually able to take place every year, because whether a subject really starts, and it also depends on the number of students that register. We cannot simply open one subject if there's only, let's say, one student registering. Yeah? So that's not possible in our school. Some other schools might do that. It's going to be a one-to-one teaching. But in our school, this is not the case. It also doesn't matter, because our subject choices are generally so large anyway that there's always usually something in it for every student. And what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to go through the subject groups, and they're numbered from 1 to 6. And I'm also going to go down now from 1 to 6. And that's the first thing that you have to know. And the second thing that you have to know is that their subjects are offered, most subjects are offered on 2 different levels. One is called standard level. We abbreviate this with SL. And one is called higher level, and it's abbreviated with HL. And IB diploma students, they have to choose 3 higher level subjects and also 3 standard level subjects. That's a requirement by the IB organization. Generally, there is flexibility. You can decide which ones are going to be higher level and which ones are standard level. However, we as a school, like many other schools, are limiting this a little bit, yeah, because we have to make sure that you take some of the subjects, because we consider this a requirement. By the way, other schools also do this, yeah? So that's nothing special, but there are in some subjects you have a completely free choice. Yeah. So let's go down the different subject groups, and we're going to start off with subject group number 1, and it is called Studies of Language and Literature. And this is your best language. It's the best language that you know, spoken and written. In many cases, it's the mother tongue language, but sometimes we have to have students who have a mother tongue language, but they have never really used it very much in writing. Yeah? So this is a really important thing, is that this the language that you choose in for group 1, that is the language where we assume that you already know the language very well, and you are going to be reading literature, so books, novels, yeah, and you have to be able to write literary commentaries on those books. Yeah, so it's not a language learning program, but actually it's a literature program where people read books. Students read books, several of them, and you have to be able not only to understand what the book is about, but you also have to be able to, as we say, you have to be able to read between the lines. So it's an analysis, literary analysis, and that's group 1. Then let's move on to group 2. Group two is the so-called the first foreign language, or the second language, as we call it, or as the IB call it, it's called language acquisition. They call it language acquisition, which means that you're learning this language. And this can be for people, for example, who have German as a group one language, native German speakers. They will then choose English here as a group two language. Yeah, and those students of you who have English as a group one language, as the mother tongue, as the best language or best academic language, as we say, for example, can choose German as the first acquired language. Yeah, so that is a completely different program in the sense that the curriculum is different. Of course, books are also read, but the focus is quite different. Yeah, because you're obviously not quite as good in this language yet. So we move on. Group number three is called individuals and societies. We can also call it the humanities. And here we also offer a whole range of different subjects. So for example, I hope I don't forget any subject. We've got psychology, we've got history, we've got economics, we've got business and management, information technology in the global society. I think they're soon going to change that name, the IB. Geography, yeah, history. Did I talk about that already? So there's a wide range of different subjects here. And here you have a completely free choice, because what we do is we essentially determine the group one and the group two subjects for you. Yeah? So we basically, as a school, know best what is the best, what is your best academic language, and we give a recommendation and sometimes a requirement also for the acquired language. But for group three, you have a pretty much a free choice depending on your own interests. Group four, we have this natural sciences or experimental sciences, chemistry, physics, or biology. And here you have also a free choice which one you would like to take. And we are, of course, just like in the other subjects, we are offering several different levels, like standard level or higher level. So, for example, if you're really interested in physics, then you might say, okay, I'm going to take physics higher level as a subject. If you say, okay, I'm kind of interested in chemistry, or biology, but not too much, then you say, okay, I'm going to take biology standard level. Yeah? So, or you say, okay, I'm really interested in chemistry, then I'm going to take chemistry higher level. You see what I mean? You can now decide a little bit. And you have this internal ranking in your head. Am I very interested, and I'm going to choose the higher level subject. If I'm more interested, then I'm going to choose the standard level subject. Or if you say, okay, I do not want to choose a specific subject at all, then you're just not going to choose it. Okay, so you have to choose a different science. Yeah? So that is the group four, the experimental sciences, and group five, that's math. Everyone has to take math. And here we again have a choice between math standard level and math higher level. The math standard level course is the math course that is equivalent to the Austrian Reifeprüfung, Austrian Matura. So everyone's going to do at least math standard level, because that is the normal math course. If you're really good in math, if you really like math, then you can, of course, also take math higher level. But you really, you got to like it, like every higher level subject. But I need to say this because I've seen that in the past couple of years, more and more students kind of were thinking, okay, or the parents pressured them into saying, okay, they have to take math higher level, but actually the students didn't want to, and they were also not particularly good in it. Yeah? And that's a problem then, because essentially you're kind of risking a little bit your IB diploma. If you're choosing a subject and you get low points, then you don't get an IB diploma. That's a risk, right? And so you would have been better off choosing a different subject combination. So this was group number five was math, and group number six are the arts. We are offering here theater arts, visual arts, and music. However, this last group is the only group where you can opt out. So you do not have to take an arts course, and it's a big thing. But you have to then take another subject. So, for example, if you say, okay, I want to go more into the sciences, then you can take a second science. One science you already took for group four. Say, I don't know, maybe you chose biology higher level. And then here you can say, okay, I'm going to choose physics, instead of an arts. Or if you have chosen, let's say, psychology as a group three subject, then you can say, okay, here I'm going to choose history. So you have two humanities. Or you can also say, okay, I want to do a third language like Spanish or French. Because you already have German and English for groups one and two. And then you say, but actually I want to take Spanish or French. Then you can also do that instead of an arts. So this is essentially gives you a lot of flexibilities here. This actually shows a little bit that you can really almost custom tailor your program, your academic program in the last 2 years, depending on your own interests. And that's one of the nice things. So this actually means that almost no students in our school have exactly the same timetable or the same subject choices, because different students will choose differently. And you will go into different groups. You will be together with some students in one group and with different students in another group, depending on the subjects that you have chosen. So this is simply a huge advantage that I think that the IB diploma program offers in our school, is that we have such a wide subject choices, so many subject choices, and that people can really place a focus on that, what they're really interested in. So let's talk a little bit more about the different levels, higher level and standard level. So generally, when you make your subject choices, I recommend that we always start, as I mentioned, with the things that we kind of fix for you, that we kind of pin down for you, like, for example, the language choices. Sometimes we do also the placement test. So, for example, if you have German as a foreign language and you say, okay, I'm going to take German B standard level. And then maybe it could be that the teacher says, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to take German B higher level because your German is good enough. Yeah. Or it can also go the other way around. The students say, oh, I'm going to take German B higher level. And then we say, no, you're not. Yeah. You're just risking your IB diploma and you're going to take German B standard level. Yeah. Just for example, okay? So there are certain combinations where we as a school simply know best what's best for you. Yeah? And we simply put you into the course. Yeah? And then there are those subjects where you have a choice. And here my recommendation is that you start off after groups one and two have been sorted out. You start off with the next question, okay? What about math? Okay, so we jump to group five. And then you really ask yourself, okay, how much do I like math and how good am I in math? When essentially you say, okay, I'm just normal in math and I'm not really interested in math or highly interested, I'm doing fine, but it's not my main interest. And you're going to choose math standard level because that's the one that is at the level of the regular Austrian Matura. The Austrian Matura, the levels are approximately the same. Now, if you make a choice where we feel that it's still, not right, then we're still going to overrule that, okay? But if you say, no, math, that's I really like it a lot and I'm good in math, then I'm going to choose math higher level, okay? So that's the next thing that we've sorted out. Yeah. So, and then the next thing that we sort out is other subjects, and they can be a little bit seen on an equal scale. And then where you ask yourself, okay, am I more a humanities type of person, more a science type of person, or more an artistic type of person? And if you say, okay, I'm a more humanities type of person, then you're probably going to choose a higher level from group three, from the humanities, which is individuals and societies. If you say, okay, I'm more a type of a science person, then you're going to choose a higher level from the sciences. If you say I'm a more an artistic type of person, then you're probably going to choose a higher level from the arts. Okay, so this is simply something where from the steps. Okay, you try to get sorted. You try to sort out the higher level subjects first. You try to choose the higher level subject that you're most interested in, because you'll be spending a lot of time in that subject. And there are more teaching hours, of course, and you have to like it because that's what education is also about. It's not only about getting a ticket into university, but it's also about kind of liking the things and being interested in the things that you study in school. After all, it's 2 years. You're going to be spending 2 years on this, and then you should therefore identify yourself with the subjects. And that's why I really have to tell you, ultimately, it's your choice, I think, and not your parents should not choose this for you. That's my very strong opinion, because after all, you have to motivate yourself. Yeah. But then don't blame your parents. If you make a choice, not listening to your parents, of course, you can also not blame your parents afterwards. Yeah, that's you're on your own here. So, and then once we have sorted out the three higher level subjects, you have to choose the standard level subjects, okay? And you kind of can treat them a little bit equally, and then you look at the subjects that we offer. You read the subject descriptions, the so-called IB subject briefs, which can be downloaded, and then you make a choice, okay? And what the important thing is you completely make a choice independent of what your friends choose. This is so important. So many people cannot decide. They read through the whole thing. They say, oh, I'm interested in everything, okay? In many cases, it's not the case. But they think that they're interested in everything, and they kind of are kind of worried if they make a choice, then they're kind of missing out on other subjects, okay, that they might be interested in. Usually, it's kind of funny. It's not like this that the students say, okay, I don't want to choose certain subjects, but they actually want to choose more because everything sounds so interesting. And it's actually quite positive, and they kind of worry that if I choose a certain subject, I'm not going to miss out on the other subject. And I'm saying, don't worry about this, because you have the possibility to take so-called non-IB core courses. And the students who are doing the Austrian Matura, they have to do all of the subjects anyway. So if you say, okay, I'm going to choose, I don't know, biology higher level, or standard level, you're not going to be missing out on chemistry and physics because you have to take them anyway as a non-IB subject because it's part of the timetable. So this is something where I just want to take a little stress off here that you're not going to be missing out on anything. But in most cases, students do struggle a little bit sometimes with some subjects. And what I tell you is don't make the choice also dependent on what your friends choose, and also not on whether you think there are going to be enough students in a group. It's also pretty important. Let me explain this. We have to have a minimum number of students in order to open a course. Okay, and if there are, let's say, only 3 students in a course, we cannot open the course. And now, because students know this, and now they're kind of worried, what happens if too few students sign up for a course, then it won't open, what then? And I'm saying, don't worry. If you feel that you want to take a course, and if you know that only very few other people will choose that course, I mean, you don't know because you've not done the registration. You will only know afterwards. But if you think so, because you ask, okay, how many of you are choosing this subject and nobody raises their hand, and you kind of feel that you're maybe the only one, and you're kind of worried that the course might not take place because you're the only one, then I'm saying no, you still sign up for that course. It's really important, okay? Because only afterwards we're going to see how many students really have signed up for it. But if you don't sign up for it, okay, then there might really not be the course. And don't worry, if the course is not able to take place because there are too few students, then don't worry, you can re-choose. So that's the thing you're going to choose another course, and you don't have to worry about not getting into the other course, because courses cannot become full. Okay, it's really important. Courses cannot become full, and therefore you can choose freely. So choose it, put it down on the paper. Okay, we're going to have a first and a second choice. And if you do not get into the first choice, then I'm going to put you into the second choice, but only if the course will not take place. Okay, so there is no worry here, but we always tell students, please do sign up. If you think that you're the only one who is taking the subject, okay, still sign up for it. Okay. Because maybe we have almost enough people, and then maybe we can ask around later on if we get, I don't know, 1 or 2 or 3 more people who want to change over, and then we might have a course. Okay? So that's just something that I want to say. And also, do not be disappointed if for whatever reason an IB course does not take place because of low number of people. Okay, don't be disappointed. Okay, that's why you have a second choice, and all courses are interesting. So generally, the students were satisfied even then with the subjects that they've chosen. And if you already know in advance, there might not be a lot of people signing up for the course, then you can already anticipate this. But don't worry, you still have the subject, then you can choose it as a non-IB subject anyway. So I'm just saying that it's not as dramatic as it might sound. I know sometimes students are really super disappointed, it's generally not such a big practice has shown that it's not such a big issue. Okay, especially because you do not need to have a specific subject combination to get into a specific university in most cases. So this is something that I just want to mention here. We have to also take care a little bit that the number of students are for the individual groups are high enough or large enough at the beginning of the school year. So if, for example, there, I don't know, I'm going to invent this. If there are 8 people in one group, okay, signed up for it, and then 7 people leave, then there's only 1 student left over, okay? And so then this student also has to then re-choose, obviously. It was not that extreme, all the time, but I remember that a couple of years ago we had actually a case like this, where because of an unlucky subject combination, a group almost collapsed. And this is the reason why we're a little bit restrictive with changing over. We do understand that ideas can change sometimes, and students might change their interests. We understand this, but we have to be really careful that you cannot just simply change over and then all of a sudden we don't have enough students for a specific group, and then we cannot open it. Yeah? So, and that's the reason why we're a little bit restrictive. But if it is possible, if there are enough students in a group, then we're going to try our best. Okay, no guarantees. Okay, but our choices, or not our choices, our decisions are always in the interest of the student. Yeah? So we don't say, no, you're not allowed to change because you already signed up for it. Okay, this is not what we say. Yeah, unless it's getting too extreme. Yeah, generally we say no, we do not allow you to change because otherwise we do not have a group anymore. Okay, or there's some issues with the group divisions and so on. Yeah? So we do try to make the whole thing in the interest of the student, but sometimes we have to be a little careful. And what's something that does not work is, and I also have to say this right now, it's really important. Some students, they think, okay, we can change anyway. What's going to happen is I'm just going to try out the course for 2 weeks, and then if I don't like it, then I'm just going to change. Yeah. This is not going to work well, okay? We're not going to allow you, because after the course has started, change is only possible based on the recommendation of a teacher. So, for example, if we figure out at the end that maybe the level of the language course that you are in is not appropriate, yeah, then the teachers will essentially, we will sit together, we'll have a short talk, and then we are going to do the change, and we're going to say, look, listen, your German level is way higher than what we thought it is, or that what you thought it is. Okay, we're going to put you into not into the standard level course, but into the higher level course. You know, you're going to be just fine. Yeah, and then you can go from a higher level to a standard level in another course. Yeah? So you see what this means. Sometimes the teachers simply have better suggestions, and then we can give this recommendation, right? And then that's when it's possible to change afterwards as well, after you've started the course. Yeah? So you see, the whole thing is complicated, huh? if this causes your brain to smoke a little bit, then let me assure you that we're here, of course, always to help out. Huh? And of course, also be aware, I don't know who's going to be listening to this podcast here, but just be aware that different schools do this differently. And what I'm just saying now applies only to our school, the LISA. Okay. And of course, different schools will do this differently. In any case, what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to say, I wish you all the best, and bye-bye. See you around. Bye-bye.